This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. There are problems with the AHARS website again. I've had reports from some members when they try to get into the website to look at the calendar, they get a version of the website from 2020. Barry and Paul are looking into the problem. Last week I sent the latest calendar out in a mass email, and if you did not get this, I do not have your current email address. I've had a complaint that the Anne Jolly Hall at Crafers is too far for some of our members to go. I have been sent details of two other halls in our area by the council, and AHARS has used both of these in the past. They are now not suitable, as our membership has grown to more than double what it was when we used these venues, and the facilities are primitive. At the July the 15th general meeting, we'll have a talk by Dean, VK5LB, introducing us to his latest toy, a Hack RF rig. On August the 19th, we have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35JT Tonga Expedition, telling us a great story. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday, the 23rd of July. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253, or via email rslbwwod@bigpond.com. That's rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. We're going back to the shack on the 31st of July for a brunch. The starting time will be 10 a.m. Please email patstore@adam.com.au. That's patstore@adam.com.au to book your place at this event. The menu will be fruit and cereal, toast, bacon and eggs, pancakes, and tea and coffee, and the price is $5 per person. At yesterday's coffee and chat session at the shack, we had 10 members attend. The AHARS shirts are ready, and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee mornings and at recent general meetings. If you cannot collect them at the meeting, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au, and that's P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R. Ironstone range site has been down off and on due to insufficient battery power. We've been given some big batteries, and with some other additions we should soon have sufficient 12-volt power to keep the site running at all times. Keep your eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstorer@adam.com, philstorer@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. It's Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the AGM last Friday was very well attended, with about 30 members present. And the general business was conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC, and there were three members who've now joined the committee, and they are Tom, VK5TOM, Neville, VK5ZNP, and Royce, VK5WRF. So, welcome to the North East Radio Committee, fellas. I hope you enjoy all the business that we conduct during the year. After the conclusion of the business, Peter, VK5PX, was presented with life membership of the North East Radio Club, and he then gave us a lecture on the history of the formation of the club. So thanks very much, Peter, for that, and for your years of service to our club. And then we had a supper of some nice hop soup with fresh bread and some great cupcakes and tea and coffee. So thanks to Pat, VK5SRP, Phil's wife, and also to Horse, VK5HY's wife, for excellently preparing and serving our supper. Now, you may recall that Brian, VK5VI, was originally booked to give a lecture at the AGM on the organisation behind the WIA broadcasts. However, due to a mishap, Brian was unable to attend last Friday night. So, best wishes to you, Brian, from the club members, and we hope to see you up and about again very soon. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club is on Friday the 23rd of July, but it will be a club visit to the South Australian Sea Rescue Squadron, which is at Barku Road, West Beach. Now, the meeting time is 6 p.m, much earlier than we usually meet, and we'll be leaving in convoy from the club rooms at 5 p.m. We will be able to see the command radio communications vehicle and the operations room, and that should be an informative night to see how emergency operations at sea are conducted. So that will be at the South Australian Sea Rescue Squadron, which is at Barku Road, West Beach, and it's on Friday the 23rd of July. And don't forget, of course, that July's got five Fridays in it. And the fifth Friday will be a Christmas lunch at the Bombay Bicycle Club. And there's a limit of 25 people attending that, so if you're interested in coming along, then I'll take your details at either the coffee morning or maybe at the trip down to the Sea Rescue Squadron. So that will be the fifth Friday lunch on the 30th of July at the Bombay Bicycle Club. Well, that's your lot for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Wayne, VK5APN, for this week's news and notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. There has been some progress from the council with regards to the water tower. Locks have been changed, building works, and the clean-up process continues. As the old locks are no longer relevant, the club would like to have all the old keys returned from those who still may have a set, so we can return those which belong back to council. Our next meeting will be a technical night on the 20th of July. On the night, Brian, VK5VI, will present the details of the Surge Linked Repeater Network System. This will be an intriguing night, seeing the details of this linked system and how it is now linked to repeaters into Western Victoria. The club holds numerous on-air nets. On the second Wednesday, there is a net on the VK5 ROC repeater 439.950, starting at 8 p.m. On the fourth Wednesday, there is an 80-metre net on 3.620, plus or minus, also starting at 8 p.m. Listen on the VK5 ROC repeater for any frequency change instructions, etc. Every Friday night at 8 p.m, there is the well-known 2-metre single sideband net. This has been running now for over 740 weeks. That's over 14 years. The 2-metre sideband net meets at 8 p.m. on 144.150 upper sideband. This is a great net to experiment with antennas and equipment. Make improvements, try out your field day kit and such like. Often, after the last Friday in the month 2-metre sideband net has concluded, we migrate further up in frequency for those who want to test their 70cm, 23cm and higher equipment. Again, another great opportunity to test antennas and equipment for the higher bands. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club meets on the first Tuesday in the month for a general meeting and on the third Tuesday for a technical night. Visitors and members are most welcome to attend. Great nights guaranteed, and lots of technical talk afterwards as well. If you have an issue with a project or antenna, I am sure there will be someone there who will be able to shed a different light on the subject. The club meets in the Scout Hall, 68 Mofflin Road, Elizabeth Grove. Arrive after 7:30pm for an 8pm start. 73 from Wayne, VK5APN, and those at the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. The South East Radio Group congratulates Cub patron Kevin, VK4UH, for being awarded the Chris Jones Award for outstanding service to the WIA and amateur radio in general. Kevin has distinguished himself with a fabulous record of observations, activity and education, particularly in relation to meteor scatter, and this award has been well and truly earned. Well done, Kevin. As you listen to this, some of our members will be out in the pine forests waiting for the first competitors to enter their positions as the PMD Race Products Forest Sprint gets underway. At this point, the event is still a goer, and if the weather has done what it was supposed to do and fine up for a few days, things may have dried out a little, making the course a little less of a challenge. A small group of our members are dyed-in-the-wool car buffs, and we enjoy helping out at these events very much. It also helps to keep our skill levels up for portable work, and touch wood, it has been a long time since a member became stranded because of a flat car battery. A more detailed report on this event next week. As you will all be aware by now, our 2021 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships have been rescheduled to the weekend of Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of September 2021. Please refer to our group's website at serge.org.au, that's all lowercase serge.org.au, for details and updates. Look at the Convention 2020-2021 menu item on the left-hand side for the latest information. Our last activity night, we had an almost full COVID safe house in spite of every very ordinary weather. And although our expected guest speaker was not able to attend due to ill health, we had a hugely entertaining, as usual, description of tracking down an antenna fault by Greg, VK5ZGY. Greg has a unique talent for poking fun at himself, and this talk highlighted the problem many of us experience when trying to fault find, in that we sometimes tend to overcomplicate the process. Greg followed this with a description of the science behind the working of an apparently very simple hurricane lamp. It turns out that there is quite a bit of science involved in getting them to work at maximum efficiency, and they are not as simple as we think at first glance. There are several videos on YouTube explaining what they are all about. Search Hurricane Lamp on YouTube and you should find the series. Thank you, Greg, for stepping up at very short, read no, notice and doing a great job, as usual. Thank you to Greg's wife, Gabby, for providing supper for us. Much appreciated, Gabby. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be our annual general meeting. This will be held on Friday, July the 16th at our club rooms, the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court, Fulham. Before the AGM is held, there will be a presentation that will be of interest to many amateur operators within the Greater Adelaide region. The guest speaker for the evening will be Dean McGinty, VK5HMV, who will take us through the construction of the Central South Australian Linked 2-metre 70cm analogue repeater system
and provide an insight into how it works. This is the network that the AREG Adelaide CBD repeater, VK5RSA, is connected to on 438.025 MHz, with a minus 7 MHz offset and a CTCSS of 91.5 Hz. The presentation will start at 7:45 p.m. local time, 8:15 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and 10:15 UTC from the club rooms at the Fulham Community Centre. For members who can't or due to COVID don't wish to attend in person, the program will also be streamed via Zoom. Online visitors will be able to watch the presentation via YouTube, thanks to Hayden, VK7HH's Ham Radio DX channel. Links will be posted closer to the event. At the conclusion of the presentation, members will be invited to participate in the AREG AGM via Zoom and in person. The AGM will commence at 8:30 p.m. and is expected to last no more than 15 to 20 minutes. The event down at the hall will be run as a COVID-safe event. Note that given the rapidly changing COVID lockdown situation, the AGM will be deferred to an online presentation should we be prevented from holding it in person at the hall. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.